This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Listen carefully, friends. When you see that trading is done, not by consent, but by compulsion, when you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods, but in favors, when you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you, when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. And, of course, this is the modern definition of what a politician does in Washington, D.C., right in the light of day before the eyes of the American people. And they get away with it. When you see that trading is done, not by consent, but by compulsion, when you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing, and by the way, might I add, unlawfully, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them but protect them against you, when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. Folks, Americans want justice. And I'm happy to say today that I'm seeing more and more and more and more people, contributors, columnists, radio show hosts, begin to turn the direction that God has commanded us years ago. And by the way, for the record, it's been my message since day one. Justice is what guards our liberty. Americans are beginning to rise up and demand justice concerning corrupt politicians in this country. But what's funny about it is we're not seeing this come from Donald Trump, the President of the United States, who promised to prosecute, to bring forth that special prosecutor, to prosecute the likes of, well, just one, and this being the tip of the iceberg, none other than Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm going to go back to this in just a couple moments, but for the sake of time, I want you to hear President Donald Trump. And for the record, friends, I could stomach this speech that he gave for probably less than 4 minutes. You want to talk about the definition of a narcissist, what narcissism sounds like? When you sit there and talk for 3 hours about nothing but your ratings and the things that you have done that turned out to be better than others, it sounds like National Inquiry minds need to know, because it doesn't sound presidential in any sense of the word. But to go back to my point, Americans want justice. And in particular, they want that promise fulfilled by Donald Trump concerning Hillary Clinton. They want her in jail, and rightly so. I want you to listen carefully to what the people in the background begin to chant. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
these are engines for ballistic missiles. They're going to rip that down. So point after point after, but it starts off first sentence. We will denuclearize North Korea. Okay. So you know what the fake news said? Donald Trump has suffered a humiliating defeat because I agreed to meet. I said, I agreed to meet. In other words, because I agreed to meet, they couldn't think of anything else. So, and I will say this, at the beginning, they couldn't believe it was happening. 2 days later, they were saying, Hillary Clinton could have done that. I don't think so.
Playing off each other, that's all they're doing, friends. Circus of politics.
I don't think so.
Lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up.
Oh, boy, did you ever see anybody so protected in your life? Did you ever see that? Point after point after point, and I did nothing, and it just never ends. Never ends. No collusion, no nothing. But you go... point. And you know what? After the election, I said, okay, let's go. Come on. Who cares? Let's go. We got to make America great again.
So the point is, friends, he completely got off topic. Once the people shouted, overruling his conversation, his speech, to fuel the nationally inquiring minds that needed to know. I mean, folks, again, when you listen to this conversation, it's just like, wow, America, have you lowered the standard? I mean, I could have went back to Obama. I could have went back to George Bush. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse as to what you tolerate. But when the people began to shout him down, lock her up, he just went on to a different topic. Why is that, America? People want her in jail. I mean, if it's not a T-shirt that reads Hillary for prison, then it's a yard sign. If it's not a Facebook page, then it is a Twitter account calling for Hillary Clinton's indictment, her prosecution. And yet, the president, the said president of the United States of America, heard loud and clear the voice of the people across the boards from the East Coast to the West Coast, that they want justice. See, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 26, verse 9, that when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And it also tells us in Amos 5, 15, it also tells us to hate evil and love good. It tells us and establish judgments in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Over the next couple segments, I'm going to share with you how you are being assailed, how I told you, and again, here we are again today, people are talking about civil war. For years I have been telling you that politicians in the media are pushing for a civil war. Now the conservatives are finally starting to catch up as to what's been going on. And they're beginning to speak out. And, of course, again, now you know why we call them yesterday's liberals. Takes them a couple years to catch on, but they finally do. In most cases, too late. But the fact of the matter is, America, they're calling for justice. But I want to tell you, friends, while they continuously incite your politicians and the CIA-controlled media, continuously attempt to create more division, Mark 3:25, don't get your eyes off the ball as to what China and Russia is doing, and you can mark my words on it, friends, because this within is all diversion. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about how the President of the United States was just vocally overruled by the people at what he would call a presidential speech. And let me tell you, there was nothing presidential about it. With that said, they continuously overruled the speech by shouting out, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And, of course, Donald Trump diverted from what they were saying onto another topic. And, of course, the topic was him and his ratings once again. And, by the way, for 3 hours, that's all he did. Talked about himself for 3 hours and his ratings and how people like him and they don't like them and him attacking the fake media that put him up to become the president of the United States of America. Folks, circus of politics. Leading through opposition. Circus of politics, leading through opposition, nothing more, nothing less. They're buying more time. That's all they're doing. I was just sharing with you how these corrupt politicians who have been busted over and over and over again in scandals that have been there for 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 and 30 years somehow mysteriously leave off justice when it comes to them. But does that apply to you, America? Of course it does. And how these corrupt politicians are inciting the people, dividing the people, Mark 3:25. To divide and conquer, but these representatives in the CIA-controlled media are being used to create domestic insurrection. And by the way, if you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll see that's exactly what the king did across the pond over 250 years ago. Nothing new under the sun. You see all these illegal Muslims, they call themselves undocumented migrants, and those coming in from the southern border and so on and so forth, wherever they may be coming from. Isn't it interesting that when you read that Declaration of Independence, it talks about how they use mercenaries, savages, that would do their killing for them. By the way, there's much talk right now about what's going on the northern border. Well, you're diverted over on the southern border. Don't tell me we didn't talk about that months and years ago, because we have been. The Lord's been keeping us ahead of the game over and over and over again for years. And I thank God for it. He's very faithful. But now we see, the Judicial Watch president calls on Congress to investigate Maxine Waters for inciting public harassment. You're seeing the same thing from Pelosi. You're seeing the same thing. You let the president of the United States of America, the foreign sodomite plants himself, do it for 8 years. Now people are freaking out saying, listen, this is going too far. Someone's going to die soon enough. Well, America, why is it that you won't listen when you first hear it? I mean, especially when we have a track record here that he is who he says he is and he shows us things to come. And these are the things that we need to deal with while we have the time to deal with them, or we're going to wish that we would have when we had the time to do it. We have the Judicial Watch president on sonsoflibertymedia.com calling on Congress, folks, who is the fox in the chicken coop. They're not going to prosecute Maxine Waters. They're not going to prosecute Harry Reid. They're not going to prosecute Paul Ryan. They're not going to prosecute their own. They're protecting their own. Folks, what do you think? The corrupt in the FBI, the corrupt in the CIA and other bureaucracies are used for. Just like I said earlier, and I'll get back to that in just a moment, but it's interesting to note that they think that they're above the law. And they think they're above the law because the American people have allowed them to take on that mindset that they're above the law because they don't demand justice. And if they're not going to get justice, then folks, we need to take it to them so they do get justice. If those that represent we, the people, don't do their job, we'll do it for them as we remove them as well, lawfully. I mean, this is craziness. Of course they're attempting to incite the people. And of course the Congress isn't going to prosecute them. I mean, they got those bureaucracies protecting them from we the people. But they were sold, those bureaucracies were sold to us as they're to protect us from the big guy when the opposite is true. I know it and you know it. When you see that trading is done, not by consent, but by compulsion, when you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing. When you see that money is flowing from to those who deal, not in goods, but in favors. When you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded and honesty, becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. Wow, that's a secularist saying that. I'm sharing the word with you, friends. That if you fail, the Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because the people of that prospective country failed to deal with their corrupt politicians. Did you hear what I said? The Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because the people failed to deal with their corrupt representatives. And you have the law on your side, America. Just think about that. And just what I read off three times now, the first segment and the second segment, is exactly what you're dealing with. You know what the church is saying? Oh, don't worry about it. Jesus is coming back. No. I'm telling you, by the word of God, that he's laying you and the responsibility to right the wrongs upon you. And if you fail to do so, you're going to be put in a position where you wish you would have when you had the time to do it, as I said earlier. I mean, I'm just humored by stupid people. And those that don't call themselves Christians, oh, what are we supposed to do? I mean, what is 325.7 million people supposed to do when it comes to how many corrupt in a lot of 535 people that allegedly and are to take responsibility in representing we the people, and if they fail to do so, of the 325.7 million people in this country are supposed to just sit back and let them do that? Yeah. Well, Bradley, there's nothing we can do about it, really? Who told you that? Besides, again, the conservatives in the professed church of today. Wasn't it Jesus that said, beware of the leaven, the doctrine of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites? Wasn't it Jesus that said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt doctrine and government? Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Wasn't it Jesus that said, they'd be blind leaders of the blind and they all end up in a ditch? Let them go. Yes. So folks, those that want to take responsibility because they care enough about their country, and God doesn't need a majority to do so, go ahead and act upon the Word of God and see what He won't do on your behalf. Because I could sit here and sing His praises all day as to the things that He has done on the behalf of this ministry for His purposes. You know, it reminds me again, let me just give you the analogy of Frederick Douglass. He was an abolitionist. He was the Martin Luther King before Martin Luther King Jr. And he said he prayed for his freedom for 20 years. You know, the church is saying, just pray, just pray. This is God's will. No, it's not God's will, friends. No, it's not. That your country's destroyed. No, it's not. You're too young to die. But Frederick Douglass said that he prayed for his freedom for 20 years. He said it never came. He prayed for liberation. Jesus, give me my liberation. Give me my liberation. He said nothing happened for the first 20 years. He said, but when he put his feet to his prayers, he was liberated. That's exactly right. Faith without works is dead, period. Read James 2, 14 through 26 when you get a moment. America, what corruption leaves off, then we need to take it upon ourselves to deal with them. Because this country is in trouble. I want to tell you that. It is in trouble. And I want to tell you again why it's in trouble. Because the American people have been led to believe, they've been desensitized, they've been dumbed down to believe that there's nothing they can do about what's going on. And they've heard that from the pulpits, and they've heard that from the conservatives of the day. That's just a fact. Your backs are painted up against the wall because of what you don't take heed to, America. And the word heed means to pay careful attention to. And we're not to let those words slip from the Word of God. And we're to take hold of them and apply them. And if we fail to do so, we're going to end up in a country that looks just like ours today. Hey, folks, going back to the first segment, Americans want Hillary in jail, and rightly so. They want her in jail. People want Maxine Waters in jail. People want Nancy Pelosi in jail. People want Barack Hussein Obama and his entire administration in jail. People want Paul Ryan in jail, at least. People want the Bushes in jail, at least. People want Rumsfeld in jail. They want Colin Powell in jail. Folks, these people, you know what? These people take on the unthinkable. And they do the unthinkable, and the reason they do the unthinkable is because you don't think within yourselves that they're capable of doing it, because your mistake is that you think that they're just like you, when in fact they are not just like you. And if you want to see if you've taken on the unthinkable, look at homosexual marriage. Look at abortion. You've taken on their mindset, friends. You've taken on the mindsets of those that do the unthinkable. And that is a cause for everyone that's listening to me right now to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because you're going to give an account on the final day. Like it or not, when you're done here, in a split second, you're standing in front of the judge, and you're going to answer for what you've done in word and in deed. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that President Trump's travel ban is both legal and constitutional. The 5-4 decision recognizes that President Trump has broad powers to block foreigners from entering the United States. Former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz on what this means.
I think it'll give the president more authority to go after certain countries where we can't vet people. Remember, we got people coming from all over the world, and they need to be able to be there on the ground and vet these people before they come in. Some of them are going to take 60 or 90 days, which the president was asking for. But somehow the Democrats were fighting against that and filing suits, and you had some rogue judges going the wrong direction. But this will help clarify it.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, voters in five states will head to the polls today, including Oklahomans, who will be voting on whether to legalize medical marijuana. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire. When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, here with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1. Facebook, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook. I told you yesterday, friends, that Twitter, YouTube, Google, and Facebook has, well, they have censored 88% of Christian, real deal Christian flow and real deal conservative flow and real deal patriot flow when it calls and it comes to information in which you need to hear. 88% of it has been cut off. If that is not a violation of your law, if that does not put up a flag, America, again, there's nothing I can do for you. But the fact of the matter is I'm giving you my websites. Check them out. Obviously, they're going to censor our stuff. It's information they don't want you to check out. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter account, Bradley Dean one, YouTube, check out the videos. I think that you'll like them very much. Go ahead and take their word for it, not mine. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just talking about the first segment and the second segment, talking about branches off the same tree, the same topic. And how I started the show off, if you just joined us, friends, with Donald Trump basically playing off of Hillary Clinton once again. It's circus of politics. They're in it together, friends. Like it or lump it, it's a fact. If he would have brought forth judgment in his promises right off the get-go concerning that special prosecutor with Hillary Clinton, I would have knew that we were dealing with a man of honor and integrity. But, folks, he was talking, this was just yesterday, he was talking during one of his speeches for 3 hours bragging about himself and his ratings and how people like him and going after fake media that put him up to the place where he's at today. It was interesting to note that he said something about Hillary Clinton and the people overruled him. In his speech saying, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And folks, you heard the audio, and it was quite loud. And it is a message that the American people are giving to Washington, D.C., is we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. We want justice, and we want it to start with the corrupt politicians, because that's where it begins, friends, and it starts with the media as well. Those folks need to be sued over and over and over again and send the message that we're not going to tolerate your fabrications. We're not going to tolerate what you contrive. We're not going to tolerate your lies, because you don't have a right to lie. And I know people in this country think that the American people, for some reason or another, they've got into their empty heads that it's okay to lie. It's okay to defame. It's okay to slur. It's okay to bring forth malicious intent towards people that don't agree with their communist ideologies. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's against the law, friends. That's not free speech. That's slander, and they don't have a right to do it. But the fact of the matter is people in this country are calling for justice and judgment, finally. And I know that they've been calling for justice and judgment when it comes to Hillary Clinton long ago. But the fact of the matter is, what did, in response to the people saying, lock her up, what did Donald Trump do? He just jumped to another topic. Why? Why is that, America? He's the president of the United States of America. Why hasn't he brought forth justice and judgment? That should tell you who he is right there. And I'm not going to try to coerce you or convince you as to who he is. But if you go to Washington, D.C., and you see Moses with the two tablets in his hand on the Supreme Court building, and it says Justice, the Guardian of Liberty under it, it should show you who he's not working for. He's not working for we the people, because if he was, he would enforce the law against their crimes. And it doesn't end with just Hillary Clinton. It doesn't end with Hillary Clinton, folks. Everybody's talking about that swamp that needs to be drained. I want to tell you what, the swamp is being stacked, friends, against you. Just exactly like I've said a million times. Hey, folks, this is what I would ask of you, to those that listen to this show on a daily basis. Go back over the last 15, 16, 17 years of my radio show. And what I want you to do is I want you to show me on my radio program where I've been wrong. I want you to show me where the Lord has not had us way ahead of the game. I want you to show me, friends, where my fruit has been corrupt in any sense of the word concerning the message that I brought to you. Show me where I've missed it. And I'm not depending upon myself. Like Paul said, he said, I know nothing by myself. Well, I want to tell you something. A fool for Christ I am. But I can say like Paul, I know nothing by myself. Before I get on this radio show, during the morning time, if I'm not reading, I'm saying, Lord, what do you want me to talk about today? And sure enough, we start hitting some topics, and it's like, okay, I know we're onto something. And then we go down that direction. And then about a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years later, the conservatives and the professing Christians catch on. And I want to tell you what, the sheeple are doing their best to follow man in the arm of the flesh rather than things of God. But I want to tell you what, they're being pushed to the end of their mercies, let me tell you. Yes, mercy rejoiceth against judgment, but America, you're bringing yourself to judgment because of what you leave off. I also wanted to say this. What Donald Trump is doing is very dangerous. Because people are slowly, as a matter of fact, I know some other conservative, even reporters and columnists for the Washington Post and other major contributors concerning the media are beginning to pull their support for Donald Trump because they're seeing that what he is saying and what he is doing are two different stories. And it's interesting, many of these people were angry with me during the beginning of his tenure. Now they're pulling back 500 and some days later saying, uh-oh, you know what, Bradley was right. Uh-oh, you know what, this was right what he was saying. I know. Because people have to see with their eyes before they believe it. And yet it was Jesus that said, blessed are those that have not seen yet believe. And folks, let me remind you, we walk by faith, not by sight. And I know that there's a lot of reasonable people out there, but let me tell you what reason is. Reason is the greatest enemy to the faith of Christ. It's an enemy to the faith of Christ. And we need to get this straight. Going back to Donald Trump and what he's doing is dangerous, people are waking up to him. They're catching on to the fact that he's doing nothing but more than entertaining the people. I mean, folks, look at any one of his given speeches. Like I said, I can handle them for 3 to 4 to 5 minutes max. It's just like inquiring minds want to know. He doesn't know what the U.S. Constitution says no more than he knows what the Bible says. He loves to talk about himself. He loves to talk about his ratings. He loves to talk about how people like him more than others. He loves to talk about himself. I don't see a servant in that. I mean, the greatest among you will be a servant, the Bible tells us. Not to be served. And yet Jesus said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister to. That's what a magistrate does, because he's ordained by God and the church to serve the people, not himself, not to talk about himself. How's God glorified through that? That's all he does is talk about himself. I mean, it's pretty crazy. People are slowly catching on, and you can mark my words, friends. What's going on in your country is nothing more than circus of politics. Hillary and Donald Trump doing nothing more but playing off of each other. And nobody's being prosecuted. The American people settling and being appeased with Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz and all these little investigations that come to naught every single time. And yet the American people somehow feel that there was resolve brought about. No, there was no resolve brought about because there was no justice. Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi playing off of Paul Ryan, who just sold you down the river, and Donald Trump, who just sold you down the river. Folks, nobody's prosecuted. But again, let me tell you something. If it was you or I, we'd have been prosecuted the very first offense. I mean, you want to talk about a bunch of reprobate kids that never grew up, living off the expense of every one of us. When you see the trading is done, not by consent, not by us friends, but by compulsion, they do what they want. When you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing. The other day, my kid said to me, Dad, why do we need to get licenses to go hunting? Never been hunting a day in my life. Why do we need to go to the lake? And if we want to go fishing, why do we got to get permission from the government to do so? Why do we need permission for this and permission for that? A little 10-year-old boy asking me these questions. Why do we need permission from them who produce nothing? And first of all, they work for us. We don't work for them. It shows you what the American people have taken on. When you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods, but in favors, when you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you, America, against them, but protect them against you, keep in mind the bodies around the Clintons, friends, and this president fails to prosecute the Clintons. Don't forget, friends, the treason of Bill Clinton. Selling out U.S. military secrets to the Chinese. Don't forget about the last administration still warring against this victim you've been led to believe, the CIA-created victim, because Americans love an underdog, don't they? Yep, they sure do. And nothing gets done, and the American people settle for it. When you see that men get richer by graft and pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you, and when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. Well, I believe that we can still do this. How about you? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about what Donald Trump is leaving off right now concerning his promises of justice and judgment to drain that swamp, to bring forth that special prosecutor for Hillary Clinton. During the first segment, I played some audio for you if you're just joining us. And the people overruled his presidential speech, as he would call it, bragging about himself. Doing nothing but talking about how people like him and how they don't like his enemies. And people don't realize that this is a communist style driven through opposition to drive more support to his support base. And yet, in fact, yesterday we played some audio from you for you concerning CNN and Glenn Beck going back and forth. And Glenn Beck said, do you not realize the more you attack this president, the more that you're driving more support to his base? Yep. All by design. And they, what you would call the left, is angry because in 14 days he lied 71 times. So you have now the left rebuking the right, as they call themselves, for what they're attempting to justify. This is crazy, isn't it? Yeah. This is what happens when a country leaves off the Word of God, is what it is in the Constitution. But what he's doing is dangerous, friends. because people are catching on. There was once a soldier during the Civil War who wanted to pick the middle road. Rather than choosing one side or the other, he decided to wear a Union shirt and Confederate pants for his uniform because he wanted to please both sides. Well, guess what, friends? This middle road cost him his life as the Confederates began to shoot at his Union shirt and the North began to shoot at his Confederate pants. He fell to his death because he was shot from both sides. That's why this is a dangerous game in which he's playing. Look at all these people attacking him at will. He has the DOJ in his hand, just like he says, and he does absolutely nothing. He does absolutely nothing. This is an article from Dean Garrison. There is talk of civil war in the land of more guns than people. And he said, are you ready to start shooting? I want you to listen to this. Editor's notes, he said. Instead of letting criminal politicians like Maxine Waters and others, as well as the CIA-controlled media, turn us against each other to the point of bloodshed, why don't we demand that they are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? Oh, what a novel idea. Specifically, let's make an example of someone like Miss Waters by not imprisoning her, but by bringing her to criminal justice for inciting rioting and insurrection. Friends, let me ask you something. Who is inciting rioting and insurrection? Who's putting the camera right up to her and the microphone right up to her to broadcast her inciting and rioting in an attempt to bring about insurrection? As I shared with you during the first segment, Judicial Watch Tom Fitton has called on Congress to be investigated on what is a clear violation of House rules. But what about the video evidence of her inciting people to criminal activity? Friends, like I've said 1.5 million times, politicians have been busted with the smoking gun, the gun still smoking in their hand, busted, their hand caught in the cookie jar, and the American people still give them another pass. Oh, my goodness. Here's the prophetic message. This is happening because of you, America. This is happening because you leave off the Word of God. That's why this is happening. You leave off what is plainly written in the Constitution. I mean, folks, you have it written down that the law's on your side. It's craziness. It really is. This is happening because the American people tolerate those within the lot of 535 people that fail to do their job. That fail to do their job. How bad is it? Well, it's much worse now, you can rest assured. You go back to Barack Hussein Obama. Did you know that there was after 1,180 transgressions of the Constitution of the United States, did you know that there was not one person that drew up the articles of impeachment against Barack Hussein Obama? Not one. How bad is it? I just told you. Dean Garrison goes on, why has she simply not been removed from office over that criminally charged? Then he said, let's turn this thing around on them and we the people join together to seek indictments and criminal prosecutions of these corrupt politicians on both sides of the aisle. That's exactly right, Dean. Had we done this with the tyrants of the past, we would not have experienced the war on the northern aggression, speaking of Abraham Lincoln, not face the expansion of federal indoctrination, income taxes, and a plethora of government overreach that enslaved the states since that time in particular. Great point. You know, the fact of the matter is, either this administration is going to listen to the American people, or push is going to come to shove, just like I talked about a couple weeks ago. And I want to tell you something, folks. Those that are pulling the strings behind these politicians and the CIA-controlled media, this is what they mean to push it to, just like I told you they were going to. Just like I told you they were going to. And it doesn't have to go this far. Deal with the corrupt politicians. Deal with the CIA-controlled media. There's your answer. You shut those down. You shut down special interest groups right there. When you see that trading is done, not by consent, but by compulsion. When you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from a tyrant who produces nothing. When you see that money is flowing to those who deal, folks, by treasonous acts, not in goods, but in favors. When you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. You may know it. This all spawning off the video that was just released of Donald Trump being shouted down. It's called jamming, by the way, for those that didn't know. When someone's talking and people overtake what you're saying and it silences you, it's called jamming. The people jammed Donald Trump, not that they were against him, but they wanted the message to be heard by Donald Trump that they want Hillary Clinton locked up. He completely ignored it and went off onto another topic. Don't know what you need, America. If he doesn't do it, the American people need to do it. Well, you have the time to do it. Every crisis that you have in this country today, every crisis that you have in this country today, America, is created by corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media. Every single one of them. I shared with you a couple segments ago, oh, you've taken on the mind of the unthinkable. No, we haven't. No. You have. You think it's okay babies are murdered in the womb. See, that's the mind of the unthinkables. You think it's okay for two men and two women to be married? No, I don't. Well, what have you done to stop it? Have you called for impeachment? Have you called, have you brought forth a lawsuit concerning those that advocated this lawlessness in this country? No. As I just shared with you, friends, not one during Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, not one representative drew up the articles of impeachment. Hey folks, I'm giving you the answer. I'm giving it to you right now. It's your answer. Why the Mosaic Institution? Well, when you look at the Mosaic Institution, and why is Moses everywhere on civil buildings? Well, now therefore hearken, listen carefully, O Israel, my people. Okay, not the country geographically. His people, under the statutes and under the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto them one thing. You shall not diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. But that you cleave unto the Lord your God. And for those that have are alive, every one this day. But hold, he said, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord thy God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. He said, keep therefore and do them. There it is, right there. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all of these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. They'll say, what nation is so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? He said, only take heed to yourself, keep your soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them to your sons and thy sons' sons. Folks, do it for your own sake. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.